Ann Arbor does a really good listening, good job listening to its community, one, and then bringing new ideas forward to the community, two, saying, let's try this new thing. So, for example, we have collections of what we call unusual collections. So partnering with the University Astronomy Society, the library checks out telescopes, and then we purchase microscopes. We have art prints, an art print collection for about 30 years. So these are things that maybe the community didn't ask for but has embraced since they've been added. So what I want to bring is my attitude of listening to the community and engaging them and the staff, as well as talking with staff and seeing what are new ideas we can bring that might excite the community as well. And that's already happening at the library. For example, with the teen lab that they're doing with the 3D printing, that's fantastic. And they're getting 25, 30 young people every time creating new things at their library.
That is interesting. Because thinking about, you know, we've talked a lot here, you know, what it means to be a library these days. You know, you're talking about microscopes and fab labs and obviously ebooks now are a big part of the library and things. I mean, do you have a sense, what's your vision, I guess, for this library in 5 or 10 years?
I think that the most important thing to consider is being responsive and so looking ahead. So seeing what is working well in the community and looking ahead and trying new things. The ebook industry and the book industry is going to change around us. Libraries don't control that, but we can respond to it and bring to our community what's happening out in the bigger world so that they can try things out. So, for example, the library already has a program in which you can check out Nooks and bring them home and see how you like that technology and how it works for you. Some people love to read on the e-reader, and some people don't care for it as much. And the library offers both things, the electronic as well as the physical. So I think we will continue to adapt and looking at the new technologies and balancing the new with the old, because there's a lot of value to be had with both approaches.
What is your sense of the role of a public library today in 2014?
There are many reasons people want to use their public library, whether it is to come in and use the free internet service because they don't have internet at home, or the library has faster internet and better printers, to help find jobs, to research their health conditions, to have staff as a resource to help them navigate all the resources available to them on the internet, to discover new reading, whether it's fun reading or whether it is research reading. The library is a place where they can do all those kinds of things, as well as come together as a community and attend programs and meet each other and have different discussions and be together as a community. The libraries have, public libraries have adapted over the years and will continue to adapt if they are to remain relevant, which that's my job. And you are respectful of what the community's needs are. So some communities circulate cake pans. Some communities have a seed library in which people grow items, they grow their fruits and veggies, and then they bring the seeds to the library in the fall. So in the spring, people can come and take the seeds and plant their own gardens. And so it's self-sustaining, but it depends on what the community interests are.
I'm sure you know in all the research and the visits and whatnot here that the previous director faced all sorts of controversy and criticism over the process and the way that book weeding was handled. What do you think you can do, or what will you do to rebuild confidence amongst staff and library users after all of that?
Well, I think that I'm a really good listener and will demonstrate my good listening skills by talking with people and working together with people and showing the public as well as the staff that the Urbana Free Library is an excellent library providing excellent service to its community. I mean, partly it's being with people and proving to them through your actions that they can trust you. And that's what I'm going to do.
Do you have any plans, or what are your plans to deal with the books that were removed at this point?
I do not have anything I can say about that at this moment. I don't know all the details.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of details. What draws you to libraries? What's your interest in libraries? What excites you about working in libraries?
I love the public. I love public service, and it's very important to me to provide excellent public service. And at a public library, everybody is welcome. And that, to me, is... It's an amazing opportunity to serve people, the whole community, and that appeals to me.